Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi ala ihsanih wa syukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa amtinanih wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah ta'ziman li sya'nih wa ashadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh adda'i ila rubwanih. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ikhwani. Amma ba'd. Faya ibadallah, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. My beloved brothers and sisters, let us together nurture our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by increasing our good deeds and abstaining from all his prohibitions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all harm. My dear listeners, for the past few weeks, the Friday sermons have been emphasizing on how it is important for believers to possess good character and manners when seeking knowledge. These two qualities are of utmost importance, because good character and true knowledge will help us to overcome the trials and tribulations of this world. Reflect on what we went through the past year. With a strong foundation in our religious knowledge and a positive attitude, we as one community in Singapore have made adjustments and changes in our daily lives in our attempt to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. We stayed at home to protect our community, and we have also taken vaccinations to protect ourselves and our family members. In fact, we have also made the necessary changes in our religious lives, such as performing our prayers with a safe distance between congregants, and several changes on how we conduct our Friday prayers, among many others. All these changes have instilled in us the spirit of caring for one another, constantly wishing for goodness and well-being of others. We also support one another and never hope to bring others down, nor hurt or undermine them. This is a significant trait in the lives of every believer, as how our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, narrated by Imam Bukhari, "None of you will have faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." This hadith shows us the importance of caring for others, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked it with our faith. This is because through caring for others and wanting goodness for them, we would be able to elevate the status of our community as well as strengthen the bond with one another. Dear listeners, at the start of this sermon, the examples that were shared were about adjustments that we have made due to our COVID-19 situation. Another example that also shows the importance of caring for one another and which requires our attention and support is the issue of drug abuse. The harmful impact of drug abuse is undeniable. It does not only harm individuals, but also cause family institutions to be affected and hopes to be destroyed. The future of their children will also be neglected. The negative impact as well as the damage caused by drug abuse, if not successfully prevented, can be felt by individuals and the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 56, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ودعوه خوفا وطمعا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Which means, and do not corrupt the earth after it has been set right, and call on him with fear and hope. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good. My dear brothers and sisters, as one community, we play an important role together in helping and providing the required support to those who have fallen into the trap of drug abuse in order to overcome their addiction. It is one of the ways to cultivate the sense of care for others, as emphasized by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith mentioned before. For example, if you encounter someone who is facing this challenge, either immediately or otherwise, you would know that they are in need of support and assistance. A caring believer would not stay silent and not do anything. On the contrary, a caring believer would encourage others to seek professional help to overcome such issues. An example would be through the National Addiction Management Service, or NAMS, or through the cnb.gov.sg website. In addition to this, in support of ongoing several campaigns, at national level, there is also a campaign supported by the Fitrah Office, which is called Dadah Itu Haram Campaign. It is an effort to remind the community and youths about the negative impact of drug abuse and trafficking. In addition to this, it also aims to share information on the relevant bodies and organizations that can help those dealing with such problems. Let us together channel our energy and effort to continue helping those who are facing this problem. We must all remember that if we help those who are troubled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely help us too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His guidance and success so that we are able to avoid committing what He has prohibited. And may Allah bless us and protect us from all that is harmful. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته